Hello, live from the 35th annual NHRA Spring Nationals at Houston Raceway Park. Welcome to the In Wheel Time Car Talk Show on iHeartRadio. Just ahead, we talk with more stars of the NHRA. Mike Mars reviews our new vehicle of the week, the Subaru Forester.
All right.
Oh, there's a race car. Plus, we'll review our new vehicle of the week, the Subaru Forester. And we got the upcoming events calendar as well. Sorry, I'm doing about 10 things here. Plus, we'll also have this week's automotive news headlines just ahead on the In Wheel Time Car Talk Show today, presented by Toyota Gazoo Racing North America. Howdy, along with Mike out of this world, Mars, who's somewhere wandering around. King Conrad DeLong, we need more Jeff Zekin.
We do.
Don Armstrong, glad you could join us today. And in our remote studio here at Houston Raceway Park is the general manager, is Mr. Seth Angel. You know, I see you sitting down there, and it's kind of like, I thought, what, my brother.
We go back a ways. We got history, you know?
We're good buddies here. And,
yeah, I know.
Still, even though
despite
he
me.
Knows all that about you, Don.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Well, I guess this is the last hurrah?
Yeah, no, this is we've made no secrets about it, that this weekend is our final NHRA Spring Nationals. As everyone knows, we sold the real estate 3.5 years ago, and so this day has been, you know,
coming.
And so, you know, yeah, it's bittersweet for us, but you know, we think that the 35 years that we've been hosting this event, we put everything we've had into this sport. We put everything we've had into this facility, and you know, I think that all is going to come out this weekend, and it's really just going to be, you know, another piece of history, along with all the other exciting things that have taken place over the last 3.5 decades here.
Well, and I will say this, that how about the spring flood that we had, and you stored all the cars here on the property. I remember flying over this facility in the helicopter. I'm going, I don't even see the racetrack. There are cars everywhere. And, you know, quite honestly, the city had a real problem in trying to find a place, and here you are out here, and you welcomed all those cars, and it's like, oh my God, what a nightmare that turned out to be. But it all worked out, got all those cars out of here for the next Spring Nationals, and it worked out great. I mean, there's so much history here. And you know, I go all the way back to Houston International Speedway. You weren't even a gleam in anybody's eye back then, but I can tell you that
it was chariot racing.
I've been out here since the place opened.
Ben-Hur.
And it truly is amazing to see the development of this racing facility over 35 years. This building was not here originally. I mean, this is a top-notch facility, and trust me, I've been to every racetrack, well, in 2006 that was on the circuit. This is a top-notch facility, and thanks to you, and your dad and uncles, that it's really it's a shame that it's going away, but totally understandable. I will say this, that driving out here yesterday to get things set up for us today, that it was truly amazing to see all of the construction that is going on out here. This place in the past year and a half has exploded. I mean, you've got subdivisions going in around out here.
Yeah, so you got to realize here, and you look at the big picture. 1988, this was nothing but rice fields
out in the boonies,
and which is why we decided to build this racetrack here, because you know, we needed a big enough piece of property. One and two, there were so many barriers to entry with being inside the city, being inside Harris County, and so I can tell you, if this facility was inside Harris County, you know, we probably wouldn't be here today. And so I think we've been fortunate that, you know, we kind of charted our path and we landed here 35 years ago. And look, yes, the development and the industry that has blossomed over the last, you know, 2-3 years, heck, the last 10 years, I don't think anyone could have planned for. I don't think we even planned for it. And, you know, for us, this was never our plan. It's just part of the development that took place in this area. And look, for us, you know, we, like I said earlier, we put everything we had in this place. We always have, we always will. And, I think when you look at the history books, I think people will hopefully look back at what we did over 35 years and say, you know what, the Angel family really did put everything they had into it, because I certainly have. This has been my entire professional career. When I graduated in 2004 from the University of Texas, I had no plans to come and work at a racetrack. But you know, I got the fortunate opportunity to land here, and you know, that was almost 17 years ago. And so this is all I've ever done. This is all I ever know. And I've met so many incredible people, so many great partners. There's so many stakeholders in this sport, including our fans. And, you know, this building was built because of our fans. And we needed to showcase, you know, this championship sport, but we needed to raise the bar a little bit. And so when we built this, other tracks built a similar facility. And so we always tried to kind of stay ahead of the curve with, you know, just the creature comfort amenities that, you know, a racetrack should provide and should have that many don't. And, you know, at the end of the day, if you go to any sporting arena in the city of Houston or anywhere, in any major city, whether it be NFL, MLB, their parks and their facilities are just first class, world class. And so, you know, for us, it's hard. We're in an outdoor environment. You know, it's hot outside. The weather could be, you know, could be freezing, it could be snowing, it could be raining, it could be a lot of things. And so, you know, for us to have a building and have a place for our fans to come and get outside of that, because it is a long day, it's a long weekend, and you know, it can be taxing on our guests. And so this is a great venue. Top Eliminator Club has always been very popular, and our fans obviously show that, because they come back every year.
Well, we found a home in here.
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks to you. Yeah, I know our first broadcast out here many years ago was outside, and we were fine with it, but we didn't realize the noise factor. Then there was the weather factor, because we came out here, I think, the second year, and it was rain. And we had a tent, but, you know, when it's
blowing. It's usually windy when it's raining in Houston. Yeah.
Well, but your track has left a legacy in the NHRA. Always, always record-setting times are set here in the spring event in each of the categories. And that's something that I remembered. You know, we had Steve Torrance was sitting in here a few minutes ago, and he talked about this being one of his home tracks. And I think there's a huge crowd of drivers that, even as it's gone, this is still going to be their
home
track.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, so many drivers got their first win here. So many drivers have had some incredible moments in their own personal history in their racing careers here. And yeah, you know, we benefit because our close proximity to, you know, the Trinity Bay, and our relatively elevation to sea level is so low. And when the conditions are right, absolutely. This track can produce some incredible on-track performance.
That was my next one, the incredible, you know, times and their
speeds,
first and
yes.
Speeds.
100%. And so, you know, that's obviously another reason why we decided to build this here, because we knew, you know, the physics of, you know, engines and, you know, what makes these things run. And, you know, they need air, they need certain conditions, and the barometer and all these factors that go into these cars. And so, look, for us, it was a perfect location when we built this place.
What is
and
it, 10 feet in elevation here?
Yeah, basically, you're at sea level.
Storm surge.
Yeah, you know, when you can dig a hole in 2 or 3 feet and it's filling up with water. That's how close to sea level we are.
Exactly. Well, I will tell you that, not surprisingly, but for me, it was kind of like, wow, yesterday. Look at all the people that are here on a Friday. We're supposed to be at work. No, they're here.
No, Friday yesterday was one of our biggest attendance Fridays we've had in a very long time. And I'll tell you, personally, watching what took place on track, that is some of the best racing I've seen in a long time in the sport. Very little tire smoke, very little tire shake. Cars were going A to B, under power, Brittany Force. I mean, look at all the females in our sport that three out of the four categories last night are leading with our female stars in the sport. Yeah. And that is incredible to me. It's not surprising, but it just showcases how awesome the sport is. And we've got so much diversity in the sport. And it obviously showcased last night.
Well, John Force got beat by a girl last night.
Oh.
But it also shows the care you guys take in prepping the track and making it right. And I'm going to go way back to the early days We were here, and there was a weep that was going on in the concrete to asphalt transition. I want to say that was probably Friday night. And I think Friday late night, you guys had piped it to get the water out. That was amazing that you guys took that kind of time and effort.
That is the business that they're in.
I understand that, but you're in the middle of an event, and they recognized that there was an issue, and they jumped in with both feet and resolved it immediately, so the next day it wasn't an issue anymore.
Right. Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of benefits from being so close to sea level, obviously for on-track performance, but when you do have weather patterns where you get a lot of rain in a short period of time, it can be sunshining here, and if it rained the day before, because the water table is so low, that you know it will the sun will literally extract the moisture from the ground through the asphalt, and it'll come up the racetrack. And we've had times where we've had to shut down for 2 to 3 hours because we cannot dry the racetrack, because every time we go over it, we dry it, it just water starts seeping back up.
It's almost like it's steaming.
Exactly, and that heat's just extracting it and pulling it out of the ground, and you have to wait till it balances itself out and the track stays dry. So there's some pros and cons to that, but the good news is that I'm no weatherman, but looking at the forecast, we'll continue to see what we saw last night into today. Two qualifying runs today, 1 and 4 for the Camping World guys, and then Championship Sunday tomorrow is going to be really special, for everybody.
What a way to put the finale in with the weather and the crowds and the record breaking times.
But I will say this: that now this is the final NHRA Spring Nationals event, but the track is going to remain open for the remainder of the year for sportsman racers and your Friday night guys.
Yeah, no, our legacy business has always been our Friday night street racing. That's been the core of what we've always done to try to get street racers off the street and onto the drag strip, and we'll continue to do that through the rest of this year before we do close the doors. And so there's still so much. We've got a great lineup of events the rest of this spring. We're going to host an episode of Street Outlaws in June, and then obviously in the fall we've got quite a few things on the schedule. So we've still got a lot of racing.
And then actually in 2023, you guys are going to do kind of your final event of TX2K which is a huge event out here.
Texas 2K is an amazing event. Peter Block and his team have done a phenomenal job promoting that event. It is truly different. It's drag racing, but it's just a different form of racing. It's a different
car.
I mean, yeah. These are street cars. They're not purpose-built race cars with tube chassis and cages in them. These are cars that people recognize. They can go buy off the showroom floor and go put on the racetrack and compete in. And so that event,
if they're in the market for a Lamborghini and a high dollar Audi and stuff, but yeah,
100%. So right now we've got that on our schedule for the spring of 23, early spring, and that's kind of where our timeline is.
That was an exciting announcement, because I knew when they had run here, Peter and his social media team jumped on and said, "Hey, we'll be back for 23."
Yeah, so we've still got some runway ahead of us to host some events and before we officially sign off. But look, we're excited about it. We're excited about this weekend. That's what this is all about. That's why we built this place. And so the NHRA means a lot to us, and we'll showcase that today and tomorrow.
Do you have an office here, or you just wander around all day?
During event weekends, I rarely even see my office. My office is literally everywhere. People see me. I've talked to so many fans over the weekend so far. I get around and commute with my scooter, and it's the only way I can get around, because I've got I got a lot of hats that I wear. Before I came on the show, I was out in our concession areas helping some guys over there, helping our parkers get some guys parked in the parking lot. And so look, it's just it takes a lot to make this place go, and I've got a great team around us, and we all have the same passion.
It's
pretty spread out.
Then you have us that come in on a Friday night or Friday afternoon and stir things up for you.
That's what we do.
Just to make it, just to make it part of your experience here on race weekend. Speaking of which, I have to tell you, and I haven't told these guys, and I haven't told anybody actually. So I'm going to go on the Hot Rod Tour of Texas next weekend. It's a hot rod tour that's going to start in Victoria and go north over 3 days. And part of the tour is a stop at a drag strip somewhere in the hill country. I don't even know the name of the place. And I'm all nerved up. I haven't been on a drag strip with my car since high school. So I'm going, how fast does the car go? Well, apparently there's a history with my particular engine and car, and it's supposed to go 13 seconds in a quarter mile. It's not a record breaker. It's not a nosebleed or anything like that, but I'm all nervous about
it. But it's fast for you.
I bet you Mike could do it
in
10.
Damn fast for you.
I know. And so I have to tell you, I'm a little bit nerved up about it.
Well, you should be, and that's what makes it so that's what makes it so exciting. You know, and that's the great thing. You know, guys like, you know, us ordinary guys, we're not professional race car drivers. We probably never will be. I certainly won't. But you know what? When you put your car, no matter how fast it goes, when you go down the racetrack, there's nothing like it.
That's true. There's no other experience. And even if it's mom's 1969 Buick Skylark with an automatic transmission, there's still something about it that lets you get out there and do that. You can't do that in any other sport.
And it's gold. The car is gold.
That gold, yeah.
The lights start coming down.
With a white Landau roof.
Yes.
But that's something anybody in the area can do on a Friday night, come out here for Friday night street nights.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we've been doing. That's been our kind of our core business over 35 years is every Friday night, when we don't have a special event, and we're open to the public to come out and race whatever they want to put on the racetrack.
Now, do you have your 75 Cadillac Brougham out there? Have you run it down the track? Have you ever run down the track? In anything?
Of course. Oh, yeah. So I grew up I actually grew up racing with Erica Enders in the Junior Dragster program.
Oh, you were?
Really?
Absolutely. You know, I will happen to say that I beat her a few times. but she beat me more often than I beat her. But yeah.
I did not know that.
And you can see absolutely. My brother and I grew up racing Junior Dragsters. I started, I think, when I was 10, 11 and raced all the way to I was 15 years old. We loved it. And we grew up out here. And so for me to come back and be able to actually, you know, make this my career has been special for me. And certainly if I didn't love this, I certainly wouldn't have been here for the last, 17 years. It's been a lot of fun.
So I got a letter through Rob Geiger and Geiger Media Global, good friend of mine that I shared motel rooms with when I was on the drag racing tour, I'm embarrassed to say.
Seedy hotels.
Yes.
The statute of limitations isn't out on that yet, so you can't go too far.
And anyway, I got this in my email, an open letter from Houston Raceway Park General Manager Seth Angel. This was brilliantly written, and it really meant a lot to me, knowing you, being out here at the racetrack all the years that I have. And great job on this, and we'll post this on our website.
Social media.
Yeah, on our social media platforms. But great job, and thanks so much for everything. I always felt coming out here, it was like family, and I try to stay out of your hair as much as I can, but sometimes I just can't and don't want to. But thanks so much for having us, and it's been a real pleasure and joy. Thanks.
The pleasure's been all mine, and you guys are our family, and you guys are welcome back anytime.
We're coming.
Love what you're doing.
We're coming to your house to party next year at this
or
time.
Or we could say we'll see you next year.
We could say that.
We could say that.
We'll say that. All right. Seth Angel, he is the head guy out here at Houston Raceway Park. Thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate you, man. All right, time now for the events calendar here on the In Real Time Car Talk Show, and Conrad has that.
Well, again, every Saturday night's Nifty 50s up in the Woodlands, and on the south side of town is Akeem McCarr meet from 6 to 9 p.m., Trucks and Coffee monthly meet, and Park Tour at the George Bush Park, which is 16756 Westheimer, and that starts at 8 a.m.
That's just past Highway 6 out there as you're going out Westheimer.
Correct. Yeah. Crawfish and Cars, May 6th.
Crawfish and Cars. Do you run over them? Or?
I was thinking the same thing.
Chase them down.
They're going to make your car smell funny.
No, but it's certainly
you don't have to
tires.
Feel them. You just kind of scrape them off.
I'll scrape them off the tires.
So that's May 6th, starting at 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Life Community Church in LaPorte. Saturday, May 7th, from 5 to 9 p.m., the Beaumont Main Street Gala.
Yes.
At the Jefferson Theater. There's there's a lot I could say, but I won't.
Don't.
Saturday, May 14th, again, bring your mullet. It's the Arkansas Camaro Fest. In Eureka Springs, Arkansas.
There will be Eureka Springs, Eureka.
That's where it came from.
I used to mount a couple of those on fenders of cars.
Well, just I thought your mom used to say, Eureka.
Eureka.
Eureka or something.
Yeah.
Go take a shower.
Those canister vacuum cleaners, the Eurekas, the canisters.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I always wanted those on the back fenders, so they look kind of like jet engines back there.
Well, you
kind
of said you mounted on the fenders, but I wasn't sure.
On the back of the fender, yeah. Mm-hmm. Back top of fenders. Make it look like jets.
Okay. And then Saturday, May 21st, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., is the Magnolia Days Festival Car Show. And that is in Columbus, Texas. There's lots of stuff going on all around town.
Yeah, and we're going to go up to North Texas next month.
Middle of June. Lone Star Street Rod Association.
Was it June? Okay.
Yeah, their state event.
Yeah, so we're going to travel up there, not in the same car. We're going to travel up there and do the show from that event up there in June. Are you going to go with us?
Not if I'm not in the same car with you. I want to be in the same car with you, Don.
I know you do, and that's
I want to sleep while you're driving.
I know you do. I can only imagine that.
Well, he sleeps while he drives.
Time now for this hour's car review. Mr. Mars had a chance to drive the Subaru Forester. Now, he called me in the middle of the week and said, oh, I've made a terrible mistake. It's not the Subaru Outback that I told you about. It was the Wilderness. How do you not know what you're driving?
Well, no, it's the Wilderness.
It is Mars.
It was the Outback Wilderness.
Listen to this
now.
Listen
to camouflage.
This. Listen to this.
And I looked at it, and well, because they just made the Wilderness in 2022 is the first time they put that package together on the Forester.
But we're not, okay, but so.
So tell us about
the Wilderness. The Wilderness is more than.
Okay,
yeah,
do that.
Wandering around in the wilderness with a 2022 Subaru Forester. And this is obviously a Subaru. It's all-wheel drive because that's a standard feature on them. This vehicle comes in six different trim levels with the Forester, and that includes the Wilderness. Now, that is a kind of a middle off-road featuring type thing. A lot of the features that are on it, a lot of the trim on it, it's all kind of geared to the off-road. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. This thing will seat four adults easily. Supposedly you could do five. I'm not sure where you put the other one at. The
roof rack.
Rip.
This is all new trim level for 2022. The Forester and the Subaru, several of them, they've got a very upright seating. The driver sits very much upright, got a big scope that you can see around with all the windows and stuff. Got a few Wilderness specific features, including the front and rear bumpers are specific to the Wilderness. It's got an exclusive grill up front. Got a badging trim on it that's all exclusive to the Wilderness features that make it very off-road looking. Got exclusive 17-inch matte black wheels, front skid plates, and it's got a redesigned roof rails. Now, I don't usually mention roof rails or the roof rack system very often, but this one is designed to hold 800 pounds.
Oh.
Outdoors. They've got a tent you
so
can actually
words,
put up there.
So, in other words, we could strap Conrad and me to the roof and be okay.
Yeah,
or just your mother-in-law.
And
send your comments to info@inwheeltime.com.
When you go inside with this Wilderness package, you're going to get some StarTex water-resistant seating surfaces so that you get everything too wet.
The wheels are kind of falling off of this review as we just it apart. I can only imagine what the Subaru people are going to say once they receive this with all of our comments embedded in it.
Yeah. They're
going
to say, how wonderful, we didn't think of that. We'll have to get back with these guys.
That's what
it'll
have
to be
say.
Edited correctly.
Yeah. No, it's going to be, we'll never send him a car again.
Exactly. Front seats are heated. The rear seat is a 60-40 folding rear seat. Fortunately, they haven't tried to put a third row seat into this. One thing I did like, when you fold down the seats, it's got a weather matting in the back for the cargo, and that's on the back of the seat. So when you fold them down all the way up to the back of the front seat, you've got that cargo mat there,
wow.
That rubber type matting.
Very nice.
Absolutely. Cool. It was really nice. And again, throwing that off-road stuff in there. Got an 8-inch touchscreen up front that's got a 180-degree front view camera. Again, that off-road aspect of it.
Sweet.
It's also got a rear center console. That's where it's got AC vents and lots of power up front and in the back. And one of the things I liked about it is because of that upright styling of it, it's very easy to get in and out of this vehicle. Now, you're going to find up under the hood, we had the boxer engine. That's the flat four, 2.5 liter. It wrecks out at 182 horsepower, 176 pound feet.
torque at 4,400 RPM. So you got to wind it up a little bit to get there. Backed by a CVT, and interestingly, in the manual mode, it has an 8 shift. It shifts like an 8-speed automatic in the manual mode. I guess when you get off-road, you want to use that. The MPG EPA says you should be looking for about 25 in the city, 28 on the highway, 26 combined. I got 24.9 over 293.2 miles. It's got more than adequate power. It's not a race car. 4 drive modes. What I really liked was the fact you could get in it, start it, and go regardless. And it's got some upgraded suspension for 2022. Got a 9.2 inches of ground clearance. So it makes it a little stiffer in around town, but you get out on the highway. It's really good, low road noise. This thing, base model for a Forester will cost you about $25,395.
That's all?
That's for a base model Forester.
Wow.
Step up into, again, the Wilderness comes in at the mid-level trim packages. Base trims at $32,820. Prices tested on this one was $34,165.
That's not bad at all.
And I was very impressed with it.
No kidding.
You might look over at a Honda CR-V if you're looking for comparison. Start base at $26,400. Nissan Rogue, 26.8, Mazda CX-5, 25.9, they're all right there in that same ballpark. But again, this one sets different, and it's, there's a lot of things about this one I liked in comparison to some of these other vehicles.
And Subaru customers are rapidly loyal customers.
And I can see why. We don't have a lot of snow or anything here, but like even down at the beach, all-wheel drive and stuff, everything, it doesn't really have a transfer case like four-wheel drive. So it's just there. And I can see why mud and snow, that people really like these vehicles.
They do have a lot of snow in Michigan. And
yeah,
we're
going
to have a very special racer from Michigan on the air with us here in just a second. So stay tuned for that. In Real Time Car Talk Show is now part of the iHeart family and available 24/7 at iHeart.com and through the iHeart app. Just look for the In Real Time Car Talk Show. We stream also on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and InRealTime.com. The In Real Time Car Talk Show continues after this quick break.
Father's Day weekend, Saturday, June 18th, 2022. It's the next Tailpipes and Tacos cruise in, and you're invited. Tailpipes and Tacos Father's Day edition will be at the same Loopy Tortilla in Katy, 8 to 11 a.m. on Saturday, June 18th. It's the only place cruisers compete for trophies and other prizes. Enter your vehicle for best hot rod, best classic, and best modern classic. Tailpipes and Tacos is Houston's coolest cruise-in and is your opportunity to see the best hot rods, show cars, classics, and resto mods, and get Loopy Tortilla breakfast tacos and adult beverages. There's no entry fee, and cars will automatically compete for custom Loopy trophies and other prizes. It all happens at the Loopy Tortilla Tex-Mex in Katy on the Grand Parkway at Kingsland Boulevard, just south of I-10. Kick off summer with Tailpipes and Tacos Father's Day edition, Saturday, June 18th. The In Real Time Car Talk Show will be there too. Celebrate Father's Day, the start of summer, and the return of Tailpipes and Tacos. Saturday morning, June 18th, 8 to 11. We'll see you then, weather permitting.
Tony Stewart Racing joins the NHRA Camping World Drag Racing Series, and his drivers, Leah Pruitt and Matt Hagen, will face off against NHRA stars, including the legendary John Force Racing Team. Don't miss this battle of horsepower and performance. It's the final NHRA Spring Nationals event at Houston Raceway Park. Don't miss it this weekend. This is your last chance for Nitro action in Baytown. Tickets at HoustonRaceway.com.
The In Real Time Car Talk Show is now part of the iHeart family. Now you'll have access to 24/7 Car Talk anytime you need a fix. Just download the iHeart Radio app and ask for In Real Time Car Talk, and there we are. Be sure to save us in your iHeart library for instant access. No matter where you are, you have the best car talk show right on your PC, laptop, or mobile device, and never have to worry about finding us again. Of course, you can always get access to our video and audio streams via InWheelTime.com and your favorite podcast channel, and all of this is free to you. From the iHeartRadio app, you'll not only hear our Saturday morning live show, but the best shows of the past, updated weekly. Never miss a minute of up-to-date new car reviews, pre-owned reviews, Conrad's Car Clinic, informative interviews, automotive news, and the most fun car talk show on the planet. Just download the iHeartRadio app, search for In Real Time Car Talk, save it to your library, and with a tap of the icon, you'll be in touch with your favorite car talk team. In Real Time Car Talk, streaming now on iHeart.com/InRealTimeCarTalk.
Car Talk.